Yes, I don't understand why would anybody do this. But a year ago, I started a project down at Mara Gellhan, along from Portour, over to Kearchy, putting seats in place. They're beautiful granite seats with engravings. Most of them are dedicated to loved ones, but this specific seat itself that was smashed up was dedicated to Inishunny, to a great character who is well and living, the king of Inishunny, Joe Mulligan. And each seat has been costing us €450, and plus the concrete and the time and the labour to put them in. And they're used on a regular basis. The idea came from a great character in the community called Paddy Haig, who said to me that he'd love to get a seat for the older ones in the area, because a lot of people would spend time down there. So I started the project and got a seat initially for Paddy. May God be good to him. And then it kind of progressed from there. And the thinking also around it is that it allows people who would have walked along the coastline to maybe possibly go back walking to it, and knowing that every couple of 100 yards there's a place they can stop and rest and continue, that they're not thinking it's a big long walk without any resting place. And unfortunately, somebody in their wisdom decided to come along and smash up these one of the beautiful granite chairs. On the chairs itself, there's poems dedicated to the islands, because you're looking out on the bay. There's islands from Inishunny, Inishmen, Gola, Umpin, right across, and it's a very beautiful area. And now we're left without the chair, and hoping that people, with their generosity, and there have been people coming forward donating some money on my Facebook, so hopefully that will continue until we get a new chair, and maybe possibly one or two more, because we had hoped that this year that we would be looking to install another 5 chairs.